This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We've got a first look at what voters will do about the controversial issue of abortion. The AP's Donna Warder on what voters in Kansas decided.
Kansas voters have rejected a ballot measure that would have allowed the Republican-controlled legislature to tighten restrictions on abortion or ban it altogether. Tuesday's referendum was the first test of voter sentiment after the U.S. Supreme Court in June overturned Roe v. Wade. In a statement, President Joe Biden says, "This vote makes clear what we know. The majority of Americans agree that women should have access to abortion and should have the right to make their own health care decisions." The anti-abortion group Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says the vote is a huge disappointment, and it calls on anti-abortion candidates to go on the offensive. I'm Donna Warder.
And there's word this morning that President Biden will sign an executive order intended to make it easier for women seeking abortions to travel between states. Among the five states that had primaries yesterday, Michigan, where Republican Congressman Peter Meyer, who voted to impeach former President Trump, lost his primary to a Trump-backed opponent. Missouri Republicans nominated State Attorney General Eric Schmidt for the U.S. Senate, rejecting former Governor Eric Greitens. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi left Taiwan this morning after meeting with officials there in a visit that ramped up tensions with China. Earlier, she told Taiwan's parliament,
"On our visits on congressional delegations, we have three purposes. One is security for our people, global security. Two is economics, to spread as much prosperity as possible. And three is governance."
He was the voice of the Dodgers for decades. Vin Scully has died. He was 94. This is AP News. Now to Britain and a man arrested at Windsor Castle late in 2021. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is in London with this story.
Prosecutors have charged a man with intending to injure or alarm Britain's Queen after he was arrested at Windsor Castle on Christmas Day 2021. Jaswant Singh Chahal, who's 20, has been charged under the Treason Act after allegedly being caught with a crossbow in the palace grounds. An official says Chahal, who's from the south coast city of Southampton, had discharged or aimed firearms with intent to injure or alarm Her Majesty. This is an offence under 1842's Treason Act. He's also been charged with threats to kill and possession of an offensive weapon. Chahal's in custody and will appear before a court on August 17. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.